All right, welcome to that the new episode of Sports. I almost said that show, Sports. Which is my other show.
Whoops.
I gotta fix the.
Is it sports time?
It is sports time.
Sports.
Sports get ball.
Sport ball. Sport ball. So yeah, welcome to the Wicked 102.5 WIKD LP Daytona Beach. Thank you for tuning in. This fine evening, we've got a whole bunch of news and new people to talk. I don't know if either of you have been on the show before.
I was going to.
We were supposed to go last semester.
Year. I was going to do it last year, but I didn't end up going.
Well.
Got busy. I'm here now, so.
Thanks for showing up. It's real cool. Yeah, I was a little worried because there was, like, nobody here. So we were just going to talk about football, and that was probably going to be it. But then you guys showed up, so.
I could talk about other sports. It's just not going to be good.
Let's make it up as I go along, you know?
Be like, let's talk about the Rolex 24 and how these cars are just going to go around a track.
Right turn.
No, we'll probably
hours.
Talk about that
now, Rolex
all
is right and
next
turn.
Week.
Oh, is it left and right?
Yeah,
it's left turns. We don't.
Well, no, there's not NASCAR.
No.
Is the Rolex this weekend?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you not seen the Ferris wheel over there?
It's always the weekend of the AFC Championship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or the championships, because it's also the NFC Championship. But I only pay attention, really, to the AFC, so.
Let's go Detroit, right?
Baltimore versus the 49ers, if you're believing all the conspiracy theories about it.
I don't know. I'm hoping for a Baltimore-Detroit Super Bowl.
Honestly, that'd be kind of hype.
I'm honestly hoping that, I know we're going to get into this later, but I hope that Detroit gets into it because they've never, like, won a Super Bowl. They've never been in a Super Bowl and they never won one. So I would like, I know that if they end up getting in there with Baltimore, they're just going to die. But
I don't know. Speaking from experience with my teams and other sports, my hockey team went from 28th to winning the Stanley Cup.
Sheesh. That's crazy.
I mean, the Miami Heat last year, they went from a play-in game. I think they were, the 10th seed, and they went into the finals last year. So
anything can happen.
Anyone
can get hurt at any time.
And the refs could be bad. The turf could be horrible. You never know.
Are you a Saints fan?
A what?
Are you a Saints fan?
A Saints fan? Heck no.
The way you made that sound, like a Saints fan.
Nah.
That wasn't pass interference.
All right. So I'm going to quickly read a PSA, and then we can start with hockey or Rocket League, you get to choose.
Sports. What do you want to start with?
Flip a coin. We'll go
Rocket okay. League. Well, you guys figure that out while I do.
Over here.
while I do this PSA about undergraduate research. So if you're interested in having the funding and freedom to research your own interests as an undergraduate student, the Embry-Riddle Office of Undergraduate Research offers advising for grants and resources to get you started. If you want more information, you can go by the office in New Res Hall 2, room 157, or you could email dbugrsch@erau.edu. Yeah. Did you guys flip the coin?
Yeah. We got heads, so hockey it is.
Hockey it is. All right, take us away.
You want to start with yours?
Yeah, we just do, like, news. How should I do? Should I just do, like, what's happened with my team recently, or, like...
I think you should do the hot topic that just went live.
Yeah, can we do introductions before we start this?
It's probably a good idea.
we anonymous.
Yeah.
Anonymous.
Can I get, like, a voice filter on here?
No, I don't have that.
They know me. They know my voice.
They don't. It's not hooked up. Sorry.
Unfortunate.
Man.
Let's go down the line. Say right. Who we are.
I'm Caleb. I'm Luca's roommate.
I'm Andrew. I'm also Luca's roommate and Caleb's roommate, sadly.
Share a wall.
We share a wall. I'm nobody in Wicked Studios roommate.
I am Nathaniel, or DJ Starman, if you listen to my show, on Mondays at 11 p.m.
DJ Starman?
Yes.
Starman. Oh, I finally got my DJ name.
Really? What is it?
It's DJ 626.
As in Stitch?
Yes. See? People do know what it is.
I don't have Starman on here.
Wow. Dang.
It's a gas name, though. I'm not going to lie.
You know, I was like, Embry-Riddle, David Bowie, how can I mix these together? And I was like, he's got the perfect song, so I'm just going to steal that.
That's really cool. I like that.
That is a good
DJ name. Starman.
You didn't know that, Connor?
No, it's currently in my sheet as DJ Nate.
Ah, yes. Well, that was my DJ name for like the first 4 months I was in Wicked, because I couldn't think of one. But then I came up with that.
Well, it was never updated until now. So now it's updated.
Well, there we go. Officially DJ Starman.
Speaking of updates. Good transition. Go ahead.
Yeah, something like that.
Hockey time.
So, hang on. Do you guys mind? Because I'm going to head out in a second.
Yep.
Good.
Hello. I'm DJ Meridian. The Philadelphia 76ers beat the San Antonio Spurs with a very sizable margin. And most noteworthy is Joel Embiid scored the franchise record most points scored in a game of 70 points. And that is very cool, and I like that a lot. Thank you.
Yippee.
I will be saying goodbye.
Bye.
Adios.
Bye. Bye.
All right, we good now?
Just holding my 76ers slander.
Hey, no slander. Only facts.
We love every team here.
Not a great team historically.
All right. So,
speaking of facts.
Yeah, five former or three current pros and one former NHL professional player have charges of sexual assault brought against them. And all five of them are on the Canada World Junior team in 2018.
Two of them were from
and two
team.
Of them are on the New Jersey Devils, which is a bummer because that's my team. So it was for the Devils. It was Michael McLeod and Cal Foote, forward and a defenseman. So hope it's all right and they come back because Mikey is good. He loves shorthanded goals. So hope that gets sorted out in a good manner.
Also, huge update is that the Rangers lost to the Sharks
that
in overtime.
Was great. That was fun.
For reference, anyone who doesn't follow hockey, the Sharks have lost twice by over 10 goals in a hockey game. You average 1 to 4 goals usually between both teams, and they're making a huge comeback.
Yeah, I mean they have their sports. It's like they beat the Devils, they beat your team, the Blues.
Yeah, they beat the Rangers. It seems like they do well against good teams, and then
they beat the Oilers early in the season.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, the Oilers are on a 14-game tear right now.
Yeah, I know. McDavid finally got his.
And they picked up what's his name, Perry, Connor Perry.
Did they?
Yeah. He can't go back to the Blackhawks for whatever happened. We still don't know.
Oh, was that when he had how I phrase this for radio? When he Bill Clinton'd Connor Bedard's mom?
Nah. I think it was an alcohol incident, but...
What?
So, the player we're talking about here has the allegations of...
unsportsmanlike conduct. Conduct.
Yeah.
With somebody's mother.
Player's mom.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think that was just
a
meme.
He literally took the Xbox insult and made it real.
I don't think that's... actually what happened. I think people made memes about it, but
that's crazy.
It's all over the internet now. But what else is about hockey?
We beat the Flames with 48 seconds left.
Oh, that was a good game.
That was a crazy game.
And the Devils beat the former the standing cup champs, the Vegas Golden Knights, in overtime with a Tyler Toffoli hat trick. So that was good to see. He's been on a scoring drought recently, so
let's see. In the
he went off that game.
Let's see, the game's going on right now. Jets and Maple Leafs are tied at 0 in the second period. Panthers are beating the Coyotes 3-0 at the end of the first. And Hurricanes and Bruins have 2 minutes left in the first, tied at 0.
Nice. The Devils play the Canes Thursday.
Oh, Lord, we play at 10 tonight.
The good old second round of the playoffs rematch from last season where we lost.
What'd you say the Bruins score was?
The Bruins, they are tied at... Oh, nope, never mind. Hurricanes just scored.
Okay.
So they're now losing 1-0.
Cool.
The Maple Leafs are finally doing well. It only took, 70 years for them to get a good team going?
Maple Leafs, when they get a lead, we don't want this. You can have it back.
Now you have it back. Whether or not they lose, Toronto will burn.
Have you seen the memes about the Maple Leafs Stanley Cup parade tracker? Have you seen any memes about that? How the parade keeps getting canceled and going back on?
They keep scheduling a parade and keep canceling it over and over.
Because they keep getting destroyed.
I do believe that's everything for hockey,
yeah,
at least as of yet, because it's really early in the season.
Yeah, it's about halfway through. I'm also not prepared to talk about everything.
Other than just the standings, and it's probably going to be the Rangers and Vegas in the finals again.
Maybe. Hope it's not the Rangers. We don't imagine. I don't like the Rangers.
Sharks are gonna pull a Lion and come that, back.
Dude, Sharks Stanley Cup. It's gonna happen.
One can only hope. That's all we got.
Yeah, for hockey at least.
Okay, so what's the next thing?
Do we want to keep talking or do we want to
keep going? Keep going.
Right. Once we get into football, there's no stopping. So say what you want to say.
Okay, cool. All
right, yeah, because we can talk football too.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, Rocket League time.
Yeah, Rocket League time. All right, so Psyonix and Epic have blown the pro scene. It's all gone. Because instead of doing a three-split season, they're counting it down to two. They've removed region locking. So now anyone from anywhere can play, even in the minor regions, which isn't fair due to competitiveness.
Because we have
most of your high-ranking players from here are leagues better than the highest ranking of certain minor regions. Like, I think 30% of the Sub-Saharan Africa region signups are from different regions.
Is Christian still going to try to play for OCE?
I think so. I think that's going through. So, yeah, we've got one of the students here. He's going to take advantage of that and play with some of his friends down in Australia to get some money. We thought about playing in APAC.
I didn't. You did. I'm not good.
Me, Kevin, and James were thinking about playing in APAC, but the ping would have been too bad. Let's see what else. Oh, a bunch of orgs came back. The TSM's back.
Oh, yeah, dude. I really hope that decal is what it actually looks like.
If that decal doesn't get in, I'm going to cry.
There's no point playing the game anymore, though.
And they fired... They fired most of the North American cast.
They got rid of a lot of the North American
casters. They kept, so, I think, so three good. American casters and six European casters. And they dropped...
Did they get rid of from EU?
I just don't think they've announced whether or not they've been signed back. And then, none of the minor regions get their own streams anymore. So they're all ending up like SSA.
Yeah.
So we're going to see like Rocket Street Lab going good again.
I can't play Rocket League.
I can't either, believe me.
Unfortunately, I can.
It is one of the few games...
Last time you were happy was when you couldn't play Rocket League.
Real.
It's one of the few games that I can play that I immediately rage at. Like,
oh, you sound like
seconds. Seconds into starting the game, I'm mad.
Yeah, it takes a while to get past that stage.
Yeah,
took me about 1,000 hours to get past that stage.
It's only game. Why you have to be mad? That one Anaheim Ducks goalie.
That doesn't sound worth it to put in 1,000 hours to not be mad.
You know. I was in high school. We wanted to do a high school team, so I went from gold 3 to champ 3 in one season, which is
How many ranks are in between gold and champ?
So we get gold 3, plat 1, plat 2, plat 3, so that's 4 ranks. So diamond 1, diamond 2, diamond 3, champ 1, champ 2, champ 3, and GC was the highest rank at the time. So I went from basically average to above average in one season.
Okay, so there's 3 ranks. Or sub-ranks, and then you were, like, 2.
Yeah.
So, like, 7 ranks.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a very unhealthy sleep schedule of go to class, come home, do homework, go to swim or water polo, depending on the time of year, go back home, grind Rocket League, get 2 hours of sleep, repeat.
That's sleep crazy.
Optional. Sleep was very optional. And then after our seasons, I ended up... We don't talk about Echo, where I ended up with 10 bloody fingers per night.
That's crazy.
The sacrifices we make to play.
To be top 0.1% of players, I think I am. Though I can't beat Christian 0.0001, I think.
How many hours does he have in?
He's got too many accounts.
Combined.
So I would assume around 5K. Yeah.
Why does he have multiple accounts?
is that with one of the updates, when you would go into training, instead of it being like full color like it normally is in a game, it's black and white, and you could undo that via Bacchus mod, which is how you like it's a client side mod that allows you to use like items that no one else can see but you can see. So if you want expensive items, you can do that,
and it's helpful for like trading and stuff. Well, actually, you know, valueless items. Yeah, they remove trading.
And he didn't like that. And some people's accounts wouldn't regain the color once they implemented Bacchus mod. And he didn't like that his wasn't in color. So he made another account And that happened to that account eventually as well. So he made like four accounts, not including his smurfs.
He wasn't. Oh, he did smurf.
Oh, no, he does smurf.
That's awful. That's terrible.
I would never. There's definitely not nine accounts under nine different emails.
That's also terrible. I have a strong distaste for smurfing.
I did too, until I realized someone has to keep the diamonds in check and make sure they gotta get humbled. Some of the things I've been told in those lobbies, yikes.
I mean,
a hate crime in four different countries.
On God, some of those things, yeah. Some of those kids.
Some Still, of them. Smurfing is not cool.
In Rocket League, the issue is that the only way to rank up for a lot of people like Andrew's rank is to get a smurf, because you're every other game basically is a smurf.
Yes, and it's like,
so the only way to rank up is to get a smurf of your own that's better than everyone else.
Time to fight fire with fire.
It's unfortunate how,
which I hate, because there's no good way to combat smurfs.
Yeah, really, it's only a really huge issue in Plat 3 Diamond 1 area and Diamond 3 Champ 1, because that's where a lot of people who are committed to the game are. They're kind of in those weird in-betweens between rank sets. And Diamond 3 is the worst. Diamond 3 was... I spent months in Diamond 3.
Grinding in the trenches,
yeah. And you're in the trenches, because I can't even get you out, because we keep running into people who are better than me.
And half the time, I'm just bad.
That too.
It happens.
It does. Yeah. But then, in other Rocket League news... am I allowed to, I don't even know if I'm allowed to announce this, but we've been doing scrims with the Prescott guys. They're really cool over there, and we're jealous of them because they have their own esports room.
That's cool.
That's the first time I think I've ever heard somebody say that they're jealous of Prescott.
It's the only thing we're jealous of. They get no funding, nothing. We get all the funding.
Do you know they have to pay to do their laundry?
Yeah, I know, and they have a thing called a Mingus.
Not the Mingus.
Whatever a Mingus is.
I almost went to Prescott solely for the off-roading club there. So I wish we had that.
You can make a club.
The only advantage I see going there, at least for me, is they get snow.
Beach. Their flight team's a little bit better, I think, too. I think they beat us in NIFA every year.
They do also have, I think they've got Rotary there.
But you know what? They also have really cold temperatures and snow, and they had to walk in the snow to their classes the other day.
But you can go skiing.
That is true. But
yeah, but you're in Arizona skiing.
Cold weather.
Not Flagstaff.
It's dry cold.
My dad used to live in Arizona. He can go skiing there.
Was that where he blew up the mailbox?
No, I don't know where he blew up the mailbox. That was.
That's a very deep inside joke. Yeah. That I don't know when it happened.
I'll explain the story later. I don't want to incriminate my father on air.
Yeah, sexual limitations is over 20 years.
Has it? Yeah, it has to have been. Yeah, he blew up his soccer coach's mailbox with a pipe bomb and had to hide from the police.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
There's a lot more of that story. That's hilarious.
I'm sure. Please don't say it.
I will not.
Right now.
I'm trying to think of what else. You guys should come and check out the esports club. We're tabling tomorrow.
Real?
Yeah, and the club day is tomorrow.
I don't have time.
Because we merged with the esports club.
Yeah, I don't know if I was allowed to announce that or not, but it's whatever.
Well, I said it now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's already in the books, so.
Cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, we,
Breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news. We didn't want to be officers anymore and do our own stuff, so we just let them grab us back up. We lose our own budget, which is unfortunate, because we used our budget on just a lot of controllers and stuff.
Yeah.
That people would use. And food, because you have to do, like, one event.
And we buy Publix chicken tenders.
Oh, yeah.
And they're good.
Best use of money.
Food.
Oof.
Free food.
Totally understandable.
Let's see. Oh, should I do... No, that already happened. Never mind.
Okay.
I was thinking the event, but that already happened.
Oh, yeah.
The other one's in the works. I don't know if it's solidified what day it is.
Yeah.
I think that's it for us.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. So let's recap.
Before we get into football, I was going to say, if anyone's an NBA fan, there was some basketball news that happened over the last 24 hours.
Josh Giddey.
Tell us about it.
Josh Giddey? No. We're going to not talk about Josh Giddey. but the Bucks, who are in second in the East, they fired Adrian Griffin, their head coach. He was their first-year head coach after 43 games, I believe. And it sort of makes sense, sort of doesn't. I mean, the Bucks for the last probably 5 years have had one of the top defenses in the NBA, but this year it's sort of been suffering. However, they still had 30 wins, so it's sort of like, you know, when you're in second place, like, he has to question why you fire your head coach, I guess.
It could be internal issues. That's probably what it is, usually.
Probably. It's just an interesting, you know, mid-season. I don't really get into the NBA until after football season, because I spend most of my time looking at football, but...
Pretty valid.
And being a Celtics fan, the, I was just surprised to see it.
I am.
Is Bacon a Celtics fan?
I'd have to ask him.
So, anyway, that was all the NBA news. I just didn't know if anyone...
All the NBA news.
LeBron cared. Is still in the NBA.
LeBron is still in the NBA.
I think he said he's going to retire after he plays with this kid.
Yeah, I think he wants to play 1 year with Bronny. Yeah.
So whoever gets Bronny, he's going to be... Regardless of how skilled Bronny is, he's going to be first pick because people want LeBron.
Yeah.
Did he have a heart attack?
Yeah, no.
Cardiac arrest.
Don't you think like the Lakers would be trying to like? He still plays for the Lakers, doesn't he?
Yes.
Don't you think the Lakers would be like trying to? Because LeBron's gonna go wherever Bronny goes.
Well,
yeah, but it depends who gets first pick. Whoever gets first pick is gonna pick Bronny because you get LeBron with it.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because the Lakers are not since 2020 when they won their championship, a championship in around quotations because it was the bubble year, but. I mean, they've been an okay team. They've been, like, pretty mediocre. I know they made the conference finals last year, but, I mean, I think it was a 4-0 sweep against the Nuggets. It's really been like that for the last two or three years since
then. And they
just
cannot get a solid roster going. They've gone through quite a few stars and hasn't worked out.
They've had good players come to their team each year. And you would think with LeBron and AD that, you know, they'd be fine, but... They just, for some reason, they can never put it all the way to a title.
Something with L.A. They get the God squads. They had another L.A. team. Mike Trout and Otani could not make it to the playoffs.
Well, we'll see how the Dodgers... I don't consider the Angels L.A.
Did we just switch to baseball?
Yes, we're talking about baseball now. Dodgers, they should be pretty good this year.
The Dodgers are well known for having God squads and then going out first round to a team that wins via friendship.
The fact that they spent $1 billion in the offseason this year on essentially 2-3 players. They got Otani, and then they got another great pitcher.
Because with a Y.
Yeah, and then they had one more good pitcher. And that was all they were missing last year. And that's why they sort of made that early exit is because even though they had like an amazing offense, they just could not pitch. And so everyone would hit 5 runs against them, and you can't win games like that.
You guys ever hear of somebody by the name of Jimmy Catfish Hunter?
I don't think so.
No.
Really?
No.
Interesting. He played for the Yankees and the Oakland A's.
Poverty franchise and the Yankees. Got it. I don't pay attention to the Yankees.
Huh? When do you play for the Yankees?
80s. I don't know. He's.
Oh no, that been when
we had
Oakland.
Two MLB players come out of my hometown, and he was like the star pitcher for the Yankees and the Oakland A's when he played for them.
See, 80s and 90s Oakland would have been their like championship runs with like Mark McGwire and the druggies.
That's all I really know about baseball. Unless you want to talk about the Savannah Bananas.
I love them.
Baseball comes from Wii Sports.
I think we need more teams like the Savannah Bananas.
It's
in
so fun. It's like so much fun. They just take a game that a lot of people like, you know, go crazy about.
It's a bunch of old people getting mad at you for doing bat flips
and singing and making TikToks and doing TikTok trends. But they sell out. Like, there's not one of their games.
Almost, I think a couple years long now.
At this point, yeah. And the tickets are like, if you don't get them from them originally, like, their tickets are just insane.
You know, I saw a proposal for a baseball league that was, like, extreme baseball. And it's like, no drug testing, metal bats.
Is that what I sent you on Instagram?
Yeah. That could be a lot of fun.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Just everyone on steroids with metal bats. That could be...
It's like the Olympics, but... Well, just everyone, just Russia.
Oh, my gosh.
Russia's Olympic team. To you. Yeah, that'd be kind of awesome, actually.
But mix extreme baseball with what the Savannah Bananas do, and I think you have a winning league right
Honestly,
there.
If you like baseball, watch, I call it professional. It's like there's some small leagues people put together, wiffle ball.
Wiffle ball's
fun. I despise wiffle ball.
What?
What?
How?
Because I suck at it.
I want to see you break a ball like you say.
Oh, yeah, I've shattered balls.
Did you say that's fair?
Wiffle ball on the beach is the best
thing.
That's
so fun.
You play wiffle ball on the beach?
Yeah. Especially Daytona. They got a big beach here.
And you got wind?
I need to go to the beach with y'all then and play a wiffle ball game.
Dude. The only time I went to the beach so far is to run that 5K.
Oh, God.
You ran a 5K on the beach?
That sounds miserable.
Yeah,
that sounds awful.
I was on the verge of tears and throwing up.
Running is funning.
Now, running is awful.
Beach
running
games, whenever I go to the beach, you got to bring spike ball, wiffle ball, football, maybe a little volleyball.
Dude, spike ball gets intense.
It does.
Oh, yeah. I've had fist fights over spike ball.
Like, by the end of playing spike ball on the beach, you have sand literally everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's bad.
We still got to take the sauce kit, though.
Yeah, we do. I bought my parents bought me a sauce kit, which is basically like cornhole but hockey.
Mm. That sounds fun.
We like hockey, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
That wasn't obvious.
I taught myself how to ice skate recently.
I'm learning English. I'm teaching myself how to rollerblade so we can go ice skating.
You were learning English? Yeah, you were.
Yeah, you're teaching yourself how to rollerblade so you can go ice skating.
Yes. They transfer a lot, and my rollerblades are rockered, so it's a 2-2 setup, so it's like roller hockey.
Yeah, his rollerblades are basically for
that's sick.
Street hockey.
I didn't know they like made those, but that's cool. Like, we were in New York, and we were just like, you know, it's cold, it's Christmas in New York, what do? You go ice skating, and
where'd
it's
you
like
go?
20
Did you go to Madison Square Garden? No, Madison Square Garden. What's the
We did not go to Rockefeller Center.
That's what it is, yeah.
It was like $75 to ice skate there.
For that experience, I'd kind of pay that, honestly.
And there was like hundreds of people. It was awful. We were not going to go do that.
I went ice skating for the first time in Lake Placid at the Herb Brooks Arena.
They don't tell you how bad it hurts your calves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Basically, you're working out only these muscles.
My problem
helped that my
I almost ate it like 8 different times.
No, my problem with ice skating is I know how to ice skate, so that's not that's not the problem. Ice skating is not the problem.
I'm the only one that don't know. It doesn't
I know how to ice skate. I'm not like particularly good at it. Like I can't go super fast, but I got rollerblades last year to get around campus because I used to live in the student village. And I'm like, you know, this is
you're one of those.
Well, I put them. Cool. I put them on once. And I took out a skateboarder, so I have not put them on since then.
Was it like a freshman who didn't know what they were
doing? Hey, it's like the pilots when they get on final and like you hit a bird and you're like, one less bird on final. It's like one less skateboarder to look out for.
No, it was out by the student village. I made it out the door and then I saw the skateboarder coming. I was like in the middle of the sidewalk. So I tried to get out of the way. So I tried to run. But I found out that when you run, you just stay
move.
In the same place.
Yeah, you don't move.
So I just did not move at all. It just collided with this skateboarder.
Bro, became Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Wait, no, you became... was it right outside where you were on the walk going across the light?
No, I never even made it to the light. That happened, and
dude,
I just
that'd been really
crawled
funny.
Back
You'd
inside.
Have been Michael Jackson with the Beatles.
Yeah, no. So I like ice skating, but I will never rollerblade again.
See, I learned how to roller skate, and I never learned how to rollerblade, so...
I could not do quads. I
neither.
Tried.
I do neither.
I could not do it.
It's not that bad.
Honestly, I think it's very similar to at least cross-country skiing.
Interesting.
Interesting comparison.
Never done.
So I did cross-country skiing because I used to live in Alaska, and so my middle school had a club.
You lived in Alaska?
New Smiley lore?
I lived in Alaska, and my middle school had a ski club, and it was cross-country skiing. So I learned how to ski in elementary school because there was like a outdoors like winter thing, and then there was ski club in middle school. So I did cross country skiing, and I learned how to cross country ski, and then I did roller skating. So I did quads, and I was like, this is the same thing. The only difference is I'm not using my arms really at all.
real skiers.
Okay, I can poles. I can see it now that
you use the poles.
Now I'm thinking about it, I can see where you're going, because on quads you have to like step instead of doing the T push like you do with rollerblades.
I'm like terrified to try skiing. I feel like it's just gonna be awful, and I'm gonna fall on my face, and I'm gonna cry. Yeah,
that's just everything.
Do you guys ski or snowboard?
Bought a snowboard. I used it once.
I snowboard.
I want to learn how to snowboard. I feel like if I had to do two skis, I would like do horribly.
It's fun.
I say I snowboard, but it's been like 10 years now. So I've
not been skiing since I've been to Alaska.
We plan to go snowboarding and skiing over spring break. He's going back with me to Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Find $300 to blow on it.
Is there like security camera footage of you like just trying to run in place?
Probably not anymore. It's probably been deleted since.
That would have been so funny.
That was bad.
No. But that's hilarious that you're trying to run on rollerblades.
Well, I just needed to make it to the grass, you know? I was like, I just got to get back to the grass. Just
before
you eat it on concrete.
Like, the skateboarders here, they talk about the scooter people. Okay, yes, the scooter people, and I am one of said people. Some of them are crazy. Like, they're running like 30 to 40 miles an hour.
It's really fun to bob and weave, though.
If you know how to
ride. You know how to do it right.
Yes.
It's anybody who has anything electric.
Yeah, it's the electric skateboards.
Yeah,
anything
it's electric longboards.
They don't have to do power.
Well, and part of the problem is, I think a lot of our problem with people getting like hit by skateboarders and everything, if people would stay to the sidessides of the sidewalk and leave the middle of the sidewalk open.
They need to teach that University 101.
Like, yeah, we need like lines where it's just like... It should be like the middle lane is for skateboarders and scooters and bikes.
No, the worst part is when people go in the middle, they hear you behind them, and they turn around and look at you. I'm like, just move.
I like the people that walk like the starships. You ever see that? Like, they'll be walking, and then they'll just stop.
People stop in the middle of the road.
That's like the starships. Every time I follow a starship, it always stops.
I almost had to stop my scooter the other day because I was laughing so hard. And there was like a group of people on the right, and it was like four deep. And then there was a group of people on the left, and they were like five deep. So there was like this little hole in between. And this skateboarder, he was on an electric skateboard, and he's like... I can thread the needle, right? So he's going, and I'm sitting here watching him. I'm like, this is not going to be good. The dude that's on the five deep side on the left side reaches across and is like, hey, dude, how are you? And about that time, the skateboarder comes, and he got clothes on. And I was
skill issue.
I was like, I hope he's okay, but I was laughing so hard.
I think most of the skaters on campus, since they're not real skaters, they need to learn. Skateboarding etiquette. If you're coming up behind somebody, say on your left or on your right.
I have a bell on my scooter. I'll just ring the bell.
We don't get that luxury.
I just like to scream, hey, watch out.
My favorite is the guy on the motorcycle thing that he
rides.
Oh,
he does the wheelies.
That's just cool.
You know that's like a $5,000 motorcycle? Like an electric.
Really?
Yeah, it's called a Suron. We saw it at Boundless just now. It's like
$5,000. And I thought stupid for spending that much money on
it. They stole my bike, exactly. But not his Suron, which was right next to it in the student village, which is kind of crazy to me.
They stole your bike?
Yeah, it was...
It's two-stroke engine.
Don't remind me.
It was cool.
It went $80. And I redid the entire thing matte black with like white wall wheels, and it went like 40 miles an hour. It was the best.
It was awesome.
Her name was Sarah. And then when
I didn't know that.
And then when I repainted it, it was Sarah 2.0. I made a whole like promo video on Instagram for it. I was emotionally attached.
Stolen.
Yeah.
So you're putting it out there for people with the promo video.
If you see a black bike with white wall tires
and a big old motor
going down, you know, some place in Daytona, clothesline them.
Seal it back.
I will
Please
say.
Don't
actually, but anyway. Mentally yep. clothesline them because that is my bike.
I fly over.
Oh, yeah, take a picture and send it to me on Wicked102.com.
Or just report.
Report it to police.
Vigilante justice.
Report it to campus security.
Do not commit vigilante justice.
No. Do it in your mind, not in real life. Citizen's arrest, exactly.
This is not a sport.
I will say,
yes,
I feel like everybody
what is a sport?
Just... We're not doing this again, right?
We do this every episode. We had a his show on Monday, right? That was Monday?
Yeah.
And is this a Peter conversation?
And it's called that... What?
Was this a Peter conversation?
This is not a Peter conversation.
No, this is a Ryan conversation.
No, yeah, so he had a show on Monday, And we were going to do like a DJ set where we DJ'd for like a full hour. And for like, I'd say what, 40 minutes out of, probably even 50. We DJ'd for like.
I would say about 45 minutes
yeah,
to 50
minutes.
Yeah,
we just talked. It was kind of interesting. Fever dream.
That was
100, wake up.
100% my favorite Wicked show I've ever listened
did you,
to.
Did you actually listen to it in the office?
Oh, yeah. It was
oh,
fantastic.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, if I wasn't program director, I would 100% submit it for Yarwood.
Oh, yeah. That would have won.
But I can't because.
I think I'm going to do a show like that. 100%.
Did you guys just like have a deep conversation?
No.
Where were you talking about?
It was definitely something stupid.
I wouldn't call
Ryan.
It deep. It definitely wasn't deep. We just
it was
you ever,
circular.
You ever
like
seen
things
like,
in sports?
You ever heard of what brain rot is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, that's the type of conversation. Yeah, that's the type of conversation we had. Brain rot. Wake up.
Fever oh, dream. Up.
No, the,
we would we
the
would
podcast
talk
with the two dudes who's like, you know, Scooby Toilet's got lore.
It wasn't like that. It was more like we'd talk about shucking cornbread for about 15 minutes. And then what we do is we'd recap everything we talked about. So I go, shucking corn poop, closet, wake up, fever dream.
This is a fever dream. Wake up.
It was so funny because it was like dark in the studio and it was just us like just talking. And it was on air too. It was the most wild thing.
Has the carbon monoxide detectors been tested in here by
probably
chance?
Not because something we
no,
yeah.
They have because we had to move some things for
the Wicked Studio is carbon monoxide compliant.
For fire safety.
Where did the pickle come from, guys?
Oh, that's Pickle Rick.
Yeah.
That was not here.
Anyways, fever dream.
It's been here since my freshman year.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I just did not pay him any attention last week.
You know,
you guys have any sports?
Corn
sports
is crazy.
Football.
Ryan.
You know, they have a sport in Germany where they roll a thing of cheese
oh,
down
yeah.
a hill.
Oh, yeah, down the thing. Yeah, it's like $1,000 cheese wheel.
You know, sources say that it's actually happening pretty soon. Yeah.
Man, I thought that
Ryan,
was in
Wisconsin. Fly to Germany?
What'd you say?
You're going to fly to Germany.
Oh, 100% of my Cessna.
Have you seen
Cessna across the ocean?
People have done it. I have to go all the way up to Canada, like Greenland, Iceland.
No. From here to
Azores.
Spain. You're going to fly from here to Spain.
I don't think the Cessna could make that.
No.
It could.
If you just
it's called glider.
True.
Glider mode.
So we're gonna go all the way up to like 40,000 feet. Then I'm just going to cut the engine, glide, get
oh,
down
like
to like, I don't know.
Glide slope?
Yeah, something like that. We'll
he's
make
gonna,
it.
He's going to get all the way up there or and like then glide. And then when it gets back down to like 5,000 feet,
he'll
cuts
go back
it back
up.
On and
wait,
go back up.
That's actually like a fuel glitch. That's like GTA. Unironically.
I call up his mic.
We could make it. We could make it.
He knows too much.
To all the engineers in this school, prove it.
Then you get to Spain.
What
you're
if,
like, min fuel.
Now do it.
What if we get permission from the military for you to do like an in-air
refueling?
If we hook up a Cessna,
we have
like
to get
the
Cessna
the
an arm boom.
Yeah, we hook up a boom.
What plane would fuel us? We could go 100
knots. KC-130.
Yeah, the KC-130 like.
Yeah,
I was stalling the entire way. No way.
I think fighter jets can refuel each other, so you might get an FA.
Some fighter jets.
That's
can.
Crazy.
Some
wake
fighter
up.
Jets can.
Fever dream.
Fever dream. Wake up.
Well, I know there is a version of the F-18 that was purely just a tanker.
Yeah,
I think it was.
Yeah, F-18s are cool. Wake up. What was I gonna say?
Wake up.
Sports.
Says DJ Flapper.
What about sports?
Football.
Sports.
Spring football is about to start, baby.
Hey, let's hear about them Dolphins, man.
Oh my!
They're coming
oh
back. They're coming.
The Ravens.
Why you guys say
it's
that?
The Cowboys' year this year?
Why do you guys say
that?
I personally want. I was a Dolphins fan. I'm gonna be honest, and now I think I am fully Ravens.
I appreciate that.
That's
whoa.
It. That's
I think
what we
I've
need.
So, honestly,
what did you say to him?
I
the sad thing though. Know. The sad thing though is that. The only reason I like the Ravens is because I don't want Taylor Swift to win.
Real.
Yeah. Exactly.
Listen, Taylor Swift, some of her music's good, some of it's bad, most of it's bad.
That's where I'm at. I don't want the Chiefs to win.
Shots fired.
I just don't want the Chiefs to win because, like, Mahomes is a little baby boy, and,
his family's weird.
Kelsey's clothing line just sucks.
Okay. So I mean, I don't think anything against Kelsey. I just think Mahomes is a privileged little... I don't know. He's privileged, and he doesn't.
Peter,
like to lose
he's an NFL superstar. He's going to be privileged.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, aren't the Jets people. Still in the playoffs?
No, dude. Where have you been?
Wait,
where have you been smoking?
The Giants are.
No, it's the Lions and the 49ers.
Okay, Ryan. Thanks for rubbing in my face. Appreciate it.
You know who likes the Lions? Who? Ninja.
Imagine Tyler Ninja Blevins.
He does.
Did you see Eminem? He's like, like, yo, let me throw the touchdown pass for the Detroit Lions.
He posted so many things on his Instagram about, like, Matthew Stafford, please, bruh, let us have this one. Let us have this one.
I thought, like, bro, definitely gave up.
I mean,
dude, what?
He's the GOAT. Gotta throw the touchdown back.
Speaking of weird musicians who like sports, Prince was a huge fan of the Vikings.
Really? Why'd he pick that?
Because he's from Minnesota.
Oh.
He didn't want to like the best halftime shows.
Fun fact.
Ever.
Wake up.
Didn't not better than Creed, though.
Purple Rain in the Rain.
Fun
My
fact.
My mom talks about that all the time.
The Vikings and the Cowboys now are tied for the most playoff losses.
Wow.
America's team who?
Imagine being a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, but the, I mean, the Cowboys also have 5 Super Bowls, so.
Did you see, like, the Cowboys, like, the actual team disrespected their cheerleaders, and now their cheerleaders are all mad?
No, I didn't see that.
Wait, what was that? I stopped paying attention to them after they lost.
I saw, like, an article the other day where the Cowboys cheerleaders felt, like, really disrespected because the Cowboys did something or said, I don't even know at this point, but they were mad at the Cowboys
team. Was it the
team
or was it, like, Jerry Jones that said something?
No, it was, like, the actual team.
My boy Jerry Rice.
The only thing I remember about the Cowboys cheerleaders from this season is when Dolly Parton put on one of their uniforms.
Wait, really?
And she had to stand there, like, bracing herself.
Grabbing the stage.
That was weird.
It was iconic, though.
Did you guys see the Jack Harlow concert where it was like the worst set I've ever seen in my entire life?
It was just that igloo.
Yeah, it was the igloo. Yeah.
It was like on the 20-yard line.
Bro,
it was
so bad.
Bro has never seen the. Is it? I think it's AC/DC who ditches most of their shows.
Really?
I think so. I think it's either AC/DC or Def Leppard.
Def Leppard or Def Leppard?
Def Leppard.
I heard Def Leppard, but.
I think the Super Bowl would be 10 times more interesting if we had, like, two of the worst teams play against each other and see what happens.
Oh,
how would that be?
Oh, the Suck for Luck Bowl.
It wouldn't be the Super Bowl. What do we call it?
Tank Bowl.
The Tank Bowl.
The Suck for Luck Bowl.
The two worst teams for the number one overall.
Yeah, they fight. whoever loses gets number one.
Whoever loses the most gets put.
The biggest loser.
So who? It's the Cardinals? Is that who it is?
No, I think it's the Commanders.
It's the Commanders and the Cardinals, I think.
No, not the Cardinals. It's
the Washington football.
The Bears.
Team.
No, not the Bears. Who? The Panthers, sorry.
The Bears. No, you're right.
It's
the
Panthers and the Commanders.
I think the Panthers only won what?
Hang on.
They've won two.
I was confused because the Bears traded for the number one.
It's the Commanders and the Panthers.
Good memory.
All right.
Very nice. Connor, what's your favorite Pokemon?
That's fighting animals. That's not a legal sport.
No, not a Pokemon itself, but like
your quarterback
game.
Would know a thing about it too about that.
I've only played one Pokemon.
I've only played one Pokemon game as well. What game did you play?
It was Baltimore. Ruby.
Really? I played Pokemon Black, and it is the best Pokemon. Unironically.
I had
Flacco?
Huh?
Yeah.
No.
I had to play it on an emulator. I never had a DS.
Interesting.
So I couldn't play like
oh
black
my
and
gosh,
white.
The DSs.
I spilled red Gatorade on my white DS, and I never could.
I need to fix.
I maxed out the time on Pokemon
red
Black.
Icy on my red.
Got 99999.
I was a Mario Bros. DS kid.
Could not do it.
Same. I started with Super Mario's 3D World. Or Land, 3D Land.
I was a Mario person.
Oh, I loved Mario.
That is a good
Michael
game.
Oh my god!
That is such a good game.
I remember beating the boss level. Like that was the hardest thing ever. Then again, I was like 10, but
yeah. I was always a PC gamer when I was a kid. Like, yes, I had like a DS and a Wii.
I was a Wii guy. I played a lot of Guitar Hero.
Wii does go hard.
Oh, Guitar Hero was great. Yeah. I was a Rock
Band.
Now
I just play Fortnite.
I have the Rock Band guitar.
Hey, Wii Sports went hard.
Wii Sports was my family was a Wii Sports family.
Did anybody do like the Wii Fitness thing?
Oh, Wii.
Nah.
As a kid?
Oh,
no.
I played her. We still
have the pad at home.
No,
we don't
need
it for anything.
I did it recently, like last year over winter break.
I used to think it was fun to like run on it. And I'm like,
you had the board?
I did Mario Super Sluggers. That was my game, and I would absolutely destroy everybody.
That
I had Wipeout
that too.
Wii Sports.
Oh, Wipeout!
Wipeout was the
game. Yes.
Nah, Super Smash Bros. Brawl for the Wii. I played that game so much. The disco, you know, the holographic 3D things where you turn like this, it moves. You know what that feels like? That's what the service of the disc felt like. I played it so much.
That's funny.
Connor, is it in the budget? Can we get a Wii and have a Wii bowling night in the office?
I think we should have
$30
Just Dance battle.
Honestly,
$30 for a Wii.
I would rather somebody donate like
Just do it through Dolphin.
I'll donate my Wii. A gaming PC and or a console, like a new console. Nothing.
Xbox.
We can't connect that to the TV.
SpongeBob, that's my Xbox.
But what about the original Wii?
Was that invented?
I'm sorry. The original Xbox One.
Oh, I mean,
it plays Fortnite at 20 FPS. It's really good. Really good.
Needs to replace his fans.
You know, for like the bonus book auction, I just throw my stuff in for like the console or whatever it is, and if I win it, usually it's a PlayStation. I'm a huge Sony hater. I hate them, so if I get it, I'm gonna donate it to the office.
But we also don't like PlayStation.
That's an L take.
But I mean, they have Spider-Man. So
Xbox,
I mean,
do have
Spider-Man. Yeah, but Spider-Man's kind of
Halo.
Mid.
Sega Squad.
Halo is your only.
Gears of War.
Hey,
Gears of War hasn't made a good game in 3 years.
Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Xbox
Microsoft
is better.
Wait. We just acquired Bethesda, so that means every future Skyrim and Fallout game is now going to be exclusively Xbox.
You know
Fallout
what's crazy
Miami?
Is nothing is ever exclusively
Starfield?
Xbox because they bring it to PC.
Xbox is better simply because they have Sea of Thieves, and this is coming from a PlayStation person. So.
Let's go. Sea of Thieves.
PC? It's called
PC. I know nothing about Xbox versus PlayStation.
I do remember playing with you. That was that was wild.
Counterpoint, God of War.
Sea of Thieves still is better than God of War.
God of War.
Horizon Zero Dawn was fun.
Horizon Zero Dawn, it was crazy. I wish I'd played more of that game.
I remember getting stuck on like level 4 and then never playing it again.
What happened to Horizon Zero Dawn?
It got a sequel, and I think the sequel wrapped up the story.
Right, but there was like so much hype for the sequel, and then as soon as, like, I don't remember it releasing, and then I never heard anything about it ever again.
Well, it's because the issue was it was a launch title for the infamously hard to get PS5. So no one to play it, no one to talk about it. We love scalpers.
Don't know what fixes all this? A good gaming PC. A lot of games.
I don't have money. So.
Actually, a lot of the PlayStation
guys,
ones will come over.
I spend $5,000 on a computer just to play this game. That's
okay,
from
if you spend
the 60s,
if you spend $5,000,
and I spend $500 on a console just so I can play whatever's new.
If you spend $5,000, that thing will last longer than any console I've ever seen.
Yeah, but it's. You
I don't
can just
know what
the
running total on my build
I mean,
is.
I don't
right
think
now
you need
$5,000.
$2,000. Just go to Goodwill, no. get the computer parts there.
I think I've spent.
What Goodwill are you going to? Let me come with you.
I want to go to that Goodwill.
Port Orange had a gaming PC, actually.
I think I've spent just shy of $800 on all my upgrades so far. And then once I buy the new power supply, that'll probably put it up to $800.
Are you telling me gaming PCs are less expensive than laptops?
Yes. By a lot.
Well, it depends what you buy. Like, when I upgraded my stuff, I didn't get a GPU, so I didn't spend $800 on a GPU.
Yeah, also, you can buy used stuff, so. Yeah. And most of the used stuff coming out of computers is basically brand new.
Honestly, I shouldn't even count my case, because that was Amazon money I got for Christmas, so.
Yep. Boy math.
Yeah.
I need help finding, I want to make a long-term investment in getting a gaming laptop, because I don't know when the next, I don't have a desk at
home. Framebook 16.
What?
So, Framework is a company that makes laptops you can take apart and build yourself.
Okay.
And infinitely upgradable.
Okay.
And they have GPUs you can upgrade, which is technically the first one ever. I don't count Dell because Dell said they would and immediately dropped after one generation. But Framework is dedicated to creating and expanding their laptops to do next gens. They've already been through 3 Intel generations and 2 AMD generations, and even the original, if you bought Framework laptop day one, you can upgrade it with the parts that were released today.
How much?
Give me 2 seconds.
I will say, as much hate as gaming laptops get,
I love mine.
They're fine. Like, I didn't have my desktop all of freshman year, and I had a good gaming laptop, and it's great.
So, a DIY edition is $1,399 starting at.
That's a lot.
That's because it's pretty high powered. Also, fun fact, if you take them apart and you do upgrade, you can take out the parts that you upgraded. Say, like, you upgraded the motherboard. The motherboard itself is an SoC, system on a chip, so you can put it in a case and make it a desktop.
That's kind of cool.
Super sick.
I always thought of, like, fun, like, the docking station is to make your laptop into a desktop kind of thing.
I think a gaming PC is going to be my next long-term investment just because
PC
I really
part
do.
Picker.
There's some games that I just absolutely want to experience to, like...
unimaginable quality.
Yeah, so right now, I play all of my games through cloud streaming on Xbox.
Yikes. Yeah, I know. It's been here quite a lot playing all your games.
Last semester was Starfield.
I remember.
So it's cool because that means I can play it wherever, but games like... I want to play Baldur's Gate 3 so bad. I want to sink hours into it, but I can't because I can't download it on my computer and it's not going to be on Game Pass. So things like that, it's just difficult.
So for reference, on the Framework laptop comes with an RX 770S or 77KS.
Or GPU?
Yeah, GPU.
That's Radeon.
Yeah, it's a Radeon. And it's pretty powerful. I mean, 1300 isn't bad, and considering it's basically top-of-line specs.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, it depends how you want to game. Like, for me, gaming in 4K, and even, like, you game in, what, 1440?
Yeah, I do 1440, like, 165.
I'm in 1920 by 1080. I haven't ever felt the need for anything better, so I can still run most games. Like, I have a 1080 that's running on... probably close to like 8 years now being in service, and it's worked fine. And I was on a 1060 before that.
1060, my beloved PC.
What'd you say?
Unlike our server PC.
Oh yeah, that's in like pieces over there.
Your dual Xeon in pieces.
Yeah,
you guys left the power supply on top of the network card, and it makes me angry. You're just like throwing like all stacked together.
Listen, just complain to Gabe about it.
I don't want to complain to Gabe.
We're working on it, okay? We're working on a new...
Oh, what's going to happen this Saturday?
It's actually going to be Sunday.
What's going to happen this Sunday?
No on-air shows. If you're planning on listening to Wicked on Sunday...
Don't.
We're taking the station off the air to do some server maintenance.
I think I'm still just going to cancel my show on Saturday, so I can at least... I already planned for it, so...
But, okay. Podcasts can still record on the computers, right?
I mean, like, there's a couple podcasts, but
isn't your podcast on Tuesdays now?
I haven't moved it yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm working on it. I
Roger that.
Yeah, I didn't want to reveal it here of all places.
Roger.
Thanks, Ryan.
Roger.
No, it's okay. Never mind. Just kidding. Anyways,
I'll talk to you later about it. Smiley.
We gotta talk about football.
Football. Go Ravens.
How did we get sidetracked in the first place?
Ryan, talk about Pokemon.
Ryan.
Yeah, my fault.
Because we were talking about football, and then Ryan goes,
nuh-uh.
Connor, what's your favorite Yo-huh. Pokemon?
Nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh.
What, don't you understand? The nut or the
You ever play Madden football?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm bad at it. All
right, mute his mic.
I'm so bad at Madden.
Anyway. That's how I learned, like, how, like, football's plays actually worked, is by, like, playing Madden.
Oh, I did NCAA.
Yeah,
I love that NCAA said during the national championship the trailer for the new game is going to come out, and then they just never put it out.
Nope, never did.
So
average EA
who knows?
Title.
I don't know if it's 3A.
EA makes all the sports games.
Yeah, I think
EA Sports.
It's in the game.
Well, actually, no. Most of this stuff is in the game.
You know what's not in the game?
What?
Jason.
Derulo?
Kelsey.
Oh. Why, did he take his likeness out of the Players Association?
No. He's not in the game because he's going to retire.
Oh, skill issue.
Did y'all see Jason Kelsey, though, on Sunday night against when the Bills were playing? That was iconic.
He jumped out of the...
I don't know. When he jumped out, took the shot out of the bowling ball, there was a lot of things.
He lifted, like... It was so funny because he lifted a little girl up. And there's, like, so... I love TikTok, like, partly because, like, there's so many people's POVs of, like, those incidents where they're just kind of, like, oh, my gosh, like, Jason Kelsey did this. Apparently, he walked out and, like, tailgated with the Bills fans. And he talked about it in the podcast today that when he walked in, like, when they were getting ready to leave, Kylie, his wife, was like, don't do anything to embarrass me. She's like, we're meeting Taylor Swift today. We're going to be in the same suite as Taylor Swift. Do not do anything stupid. And Jason looks at her and goes, he said, he was like, I told her, I said, no, that wasn't me asking for permission. That was just me telling you what's going to happen. He's like, I have to join Bill's Mafia. and they take their shirts off all the time. So I'm going to take my shirt off. So that's what he did.
And look, that's where funny. That's wild.
But he was like lifting up little girls. Like a little girl had a sign that was like first football game and getting to see Taylor Swift for the first time. It was like something. So he like picks the little girl up. This shirtless man picks up this 8-year-old girl and is holding her on his shoulder and is like, okay, wave to Taylor. And it's just so funny. It's just like he was the talk of that game.
What do you do if you're sitting and watching your team play?
Your child
and
gets abducted by a child.
Yeah, you're watching your team play, and some guy who you think you recognize, who is currently shirtless and
probably drunk.
I think he said he was like 40 Miller Lights deep at that point.
Yeah, very, very possibly intoxicated. Pick up your child and say, wave to Taylor Swift. What do you do in that moment?
Mom's behind the camera. You can hear them going, oh my gosh, it's Jason Kelce. It is so funny. Like,
He's not dead.
He's not dying.
No, he's not dead, but his season is dead. And he's retired.
That's true. He's not retired.
He's definitely retired.
He's totally retiring. All right, well, until he comes out and says it.
If he's not retiring, then the Dolphins are definitely in the playoffs still.
hey, just remember, Tom Brady said he was retiring 3 times, and
he did.
Tom Brady is a different beast.
Eventually,
he eventually did.
When you start kissing kids on the mouth, then I start questioning your ethics.
You know, that's fair. That's fair. You know,
didn't he lose his supermodel wife?
He did.
Yes.
He did because I think he wanted to keep on playing football.
Womp womp.
And then like one season later he quit.
Well, there's no quitters here at the Wicked 102.5 WIPD LP Daytona Beach. You join Wicked, you're in for life.
That's right.
Why I'm not joining.
You know, I feel
not by choice. You're stuck.
You know, I feel really bad for the Bills because they shoveled out that entire stadium just to lose.
$20 an hour. Their kicker, like, sealed the deal for them because they could have continued playing. They could have tied that score and went into overtime, and he just choked.
I mean, this entire season is almost all of them have missed clutch kicks.
The two worst words in Bill's history, wide right.
Wide right, yeah.
So,
I saw about that.
It was really funny because we're watching it with Tallulah, and Tallulah says, oh, it would be really embarrassing if the kicker missed the field goal because that's like their whole job. I was like,
kick the ball.
I mean, yeah, but the likelihood of that happening is so low because it is their job. And then
he missed.
And then
he missed. What would you do in that scenario?
It wasn't like, even like a close. What
do
you do? Like,
do what he did.
Goal.
He disabled all of his social media.
How do you go back to
like
the locker room?
Yards.
Like, you're done.
Yeah. They know between 30 and 40.
They know what can happen. Like, the pressure can get to you. Like, you're a professional player. Even
but that, like, that kicker like has been known, like, the entire season. I forgot who they were playing against. It wasn't last Sunday. It was Sunday before last. And I was watching it.
Miami?
Was it Miami? I don't know. They were playing against somebody, and I was watching, and he kicked that. Their kicker kicked the field goal, and he missed. And I was like, it went, like, the field goal. Sure. Like, goes sideways and literally completely misses the field. It is huge. How do you miss that?
It's all harder than you think, actually.
I have tried to kick a field goal.
He hit it on the very inside part of his foot, which is why it went
Give him a shot.
I'll just sign you up for the Amber Riddle football team.
Speaking of...
I can't believe they baited us with that.
Oh, that was so bad.
That was so bad.
I actually went to a sporting event here.
They baited y'all with the football team?
They said that they were going to announce like a special announcement.
And it was a football helmet
with an eagle on it and everything. So there were so many people who went there, and it was like this basketball game. And then at halftime, they brought out like 6 dudes in hot dog costumes, and they threw a football around on the court.
That's hilarious.
And then you just see everyone leave.
That's funny.
Honestly, I don't get why Amber Riddle does not have a football team.
Because it's a bunch of nerds.
Well, I get that, but there's enough people that...
The pilots aren't supposed to get the concussions or something along those
lines. Okay, well then pilots just don't have to do it.
I thought it had to do with we don't have enough sports to balance the women's. Because I think with Title IX, you have to have an equal amount of scholarships. And because you need like 100 guys on a football team, we don't have enough women's sports to balance.
Yeah, the biggest thing is that's our biggest issue with esports. They won't accept us as a
pickleball team.
No, we don't.
I'm on the pickleball team. Well, pickleball club.
That's
what,
that's
what
a club, though. That's different.
Well, they we don't have an actual team.
No, they can't.
They should, though.
No, because that's the issue with esports. Esports would be probably the next, because we have the most members outside of hockey. And they won't accept us because they would have to drop another sport.
Yeah, we have too many official,
we have too many official sports, basically.
We have too many official sports.
Because we're a D2 school.
Duper.
How do we become a D3 school?
No, D3.
No.
D1 school.
The way it works is your division's based on how much scholarships you offer as a school.
Yeah.
And they don't want to become a D1 school, obviously. Then you lose too much money doing with all that. But, so they have to keep it under a certain amount to keep it as a D2 school.
But think of how much money they'd bring in if they made a football team.
Where would we play? We don't need more riddle kids.
We don't need more idiot riddle kids, I'm sorry.
Especially not ones that run around and hit their heads on stuff.
Hey, I don't care if we get more riddle kids as long as it comes with more parking. I've had to park at the ROTC building twice this week.
He's had to park at the ICI.
I refuse to park at the ICI.
They want to give me a parking ticket. That's fine. I'm going to go to the SGA and I'm going to like raise Kane because I'm from North Carolina.
That's funny.
Bible quote.
I told somebody the other day that they were slow as molasses, and my friend.
That is a very southern thing to say.
I kid you guys not. Like some of the things that I say. Like, my friends would just double over laughing, and I'm like, why are you laughing? I did not say anything funny.
The biggest thing for me
is when I said Dern the other day, and they died.
I've never heard you say that.
Yeah, because I haven't had to use it with you yet.
What, like, make you mad enough or something?
Yes.
Let me just say, this school has, like, no kids? I got here, and everybody was, saying womp womp, right? It's like a thing. So I go home. It was either womp womp or nuh-uh. So then I go home and my mom said something to me and I was like, nuh-uh. And she's like, what? And I was like, no, ma'am. And then somebody was complaining to me, I think, when I went home. And they're just talking.
Womp womp.
And I looked at them. They were like, so what do you think I should do? And I was like, womp womp. And they're like, Haley, and I was like, I'm sorry. It's riddle Florida culture. I cannot break the culture, so it's just how it is.
My favorite Memphis slang that is apparently a Florida slang now.
All right, so who's gonna win this weekend? Let's.
The Chiefs.
Playing so I can get
Ravens.
It's the Chiefs. Well, actually,
it's the Ravens and the 49ers.
It's the Ravens and the
49ers,
according to the colors and according to what some news outlets have put out. It's going to be the 49ers and the Ravens.
It's Chiefs at Ravens and Detroit at San Francisco.
I think the Ravens injure Patrick Mahomes during the game. I think that's what's going to happen.
That's
going to
be
the script.
My brother might go to that game. Because
your brother might die.
Detroit's going to win because Eminem's going to get that touchdown.
Eminem!
That's my guess. Skittle. Detroit.
If Detroit and Kansas City both go to the Super Bowl, can we have Eminem and Taylor Swift join Usher?
Rap battle.
That would be so
epic
good,
rap battle.
I'm a firm believer that, like, it was like 2 years ago when they did the, like, Snoop Dogg and...
Oh, that was my favorite
Snoop Dogg, Eminem.
Yeah, it was all good, but I had a bone to pick with them that Eminem's set was only, like, a minute, and then we had to sit through Mary J. Blige, like, doing whatever she did on the roof of that building for, like, 2 minutes. And
she's also
like,
pregnant.
We did get Dr. Dre, though. So.
Yeah, Dre being back on stage was wild.
Snoop being, like, together and still, like, doing still Dre, like, that was...
And 50 Cent was upside down.
He was.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he was like a surprise performer. And then them like paying tribute to Tupac with California Love. Like that was good.
Always does Lose Yourself. That's my only issue with Eminem. Always does Lose Yourself.
It's because it's his most favorite song.
I know, but like.
It's his best song, but it's also like one of his cleanest.
It's definitely not his best song, but it's the most
iconic.
Well, and he can't really do Godzilla unless he plays like the track because Juice WRLD is dead. So
that's one of his worst songs, in my opinion.
What?
Godzilla, not a fan.
Wow.
Godzilla is literally like
that's a top three Eminem song right there.
To date, Godzilla is the fastest rap song that has been recorded.
Fast is not equal
good. It should be Eminem and Joyner Lucas on Lucky You. They should do that.
Eminem and what's the dude that does a bunch of like really fast roasts of people?
I don't know.
Jake Paul?
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I just do not remember the name.
No, Jake Paul's disses are always stupid. It's like, yeah. Man, I hate teachers. Teachers suck.
Yeah, no, I can't stand Logan and Jake Paul. I'm sorry.
They seem stone incredibly stupid.
Jake, they're always having a boxing match, whatever. And it makes sense because there's always getting concussions because they're stupid.
All right, winning, Mike Tyson or Jake Paul?
Mike Tyson.
I take Mike Tyson. Tyson in a wheelchair.
Mike Tyson in a wheelchair with a hand tied behind his back.
I was reading the other day that Mike Tyson went to a zoo and asked a zoo keeper that he wanted to pay the guy $10,000 to let him fight a silverback gorilla. And the guy turned him down.
I think Mike Tyson could do it. I think he could.
I mean, he must have only turned it down because he thought Mike Tyson was going to kill his gorilla. Because why would you not put him in the cage?
I would love to
see
that.
Bro, Mike Tyson gets in there and is like, the gorilla, I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me.
No, you forgot to do the lisp.
I'm not locked in there with you. You're locked in here with me.
So football.
Anyway, yeah. I want the Ravens and, Detroit to win.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I want the Ravens.
I want
win.
The Chiefs to win.
Does Alaska have a football team?
No.
Alaska
doesn't have any professional team. No. No, they don't have any professional.
They don't even have a hockey. Stupid. I thought they'd have a hockey
they've got
team
the, or something. They've got the UConn. I think that's Alaska.
You know, can we get an Alaskan team? That will be my football team. Most, if they make a football team.
Most
northern you're going to get is Canadian teams.
No. So, Canadian. Alaska usually roots for Seattle.
They have the really? CFL.
Okay.
I don't think they have a town big enough to support
Anchorage.
A team.
That's it.
Anchorage, yeah.
The issue is that the only way to get into Anchorage is airplane.
That's
boat.
Not Anchorage.
That's Juneau.
No,
that's
Juneau.
Yeah, right. Juneau's the capital, right? I've been to Juneau.
That is correct.
Not a lot of people. It's
my
pretty
brother
small.
Might go to Alaska.
Well, there's not a lot of people in Alaska in general.
True.
Does the government still pay you to live in Alaska?
That's a good question.
I'm just asking.
The dead silence says yes.
I don't know. I don't remember.
He knows too much.
But with the Ravens, as a Ravens fan, I can say this.
Do any of the Dakotas have a team?
Go Ravens.
The Megakota. No, the Dakotas don't have it because they don't have a big enough.
Can we get the Dakota Missileers or something?
The only thing that's big enough in the Dakotas is wherever where Mount Rushmore is. It's the only place with actually a lot of people. Everything else is very sparse oil fields.
Anyway, Ravens football.
Yes, but anyway, the... in my take on the Ravens, and, you know, I might sound cocky when I say this, but if the Ravens were 9.5 points, like, favored to, if that was the spread, I would still take it because every game I've watched, at least in the last 2 months, I mean, we went up against the 49ers, who I thought it was going to be a close game, and we just demolished them.
And a half.
You know, we went up against the Dolphins, who were supposed to be good, and we beat them 56-19. We went up against the Texans, who were coming off 45 points at D'Amico Ryan's defense, and we beat them 34-10. So, like,
you lost to the Browns, though.
We did lose to the Browns, but at the same time, the Browns are a division rival. So, one, that makes the matchup that much harder. Plus, I mean, that was when they still had Deshaun Watson. That was before a lot of their injuries. I think that, in my opinion, I think we should beat the Chiefs by 2-3 scores.
As long as Lamar keeps up his production, I think they're going to win.
Isn't Mark Andrews coming back?
He is. And Marlon Humphrey, who's our best cornerback, is probably going to be back. I just don't see a world. Like, the Chiefs went up against the Bills defense last year, who was pretty much on third string players everywhere, and that was still a very close game. I mean, and the rest of the year, I mean, at the end of the year, they lost to the Packers. They lost to, you know, Vegas. I just don't see a world in which they go up against our defense as the number one, you know, points per game, sacks, takeaways. I mean, our defense is the best of probably the last decade. I don't see a world in which Patrick Mahomes gets past that.
I wouldn't say the past decade. Legion of Boom.
Well, that was 10 years ago.
Was it? Oh, my.
That's 2014.
Oh, God, it was.
Why is the happy birthday song playing? But I digress.
It's whatever the jazz playlist is. All right. Yeah.
No, I don't think our defense is better than the 2000 Ravens, the 2008 or 2010 Steelers, and then the Legion of Boom. But, you know, that's 10 years ago at this point.
I don't like that was 10 years ago.
No, I know. That's crazy.
I'm saying the Ravens 49ers Super Bowl will go good because I was alive for the first one.
That was
2012.
They did not play him in 2000.
In 2000, they beat the Giants.
My dad went to the 2012 Super Bowl when they won. And the Super Bowl was on my mom's birthday, so he was in New Orleans on my mom's birthday. It was really funny.
No, the 2000 Super Bowl might have been the most dominant performance of a defense ever. Our defense gave up, I believe, 0 points. They had one. I think it was a the kick return. It was either a kick return or a punt return touchdown. We won 35-7. That was
wow. The Ravens go to the Super Bowl. It's gonna be great. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Because be my brother was it last season when we lost to the Titans?
No, it's 2019.
Okay, as my brother went to that game. And he was like, it was a very, very silent car ride home after they lost.
Sometimes I get heated about football games, and that one in particular, I was home with my two sisters watching, and they don't understand football. And so, you know, I'm sitting there getting pretty enraged about the whole thing. And they're like telling me to calm down. And I don't, you don't do that to a raging sports fan, which ended up to me almost breaking my hand on a tree out back. I've actually punched the same tree about 4 times due to Ravens losses.
There's like a little dent in it now.
Yeah,
right?
I'm starting to make a dent in it, actually. So
you're going full Minecraft on it.
You know, I saw a guy in his Ford F-250 on the highway on I-4 back here from Disney last Saturday watching football and driving. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
I got to get that for my car.
He's sitting there. He's watching football.
I'm really worried for the NFL script where for the Super Bowl, Travis Kelce proposes to Taylor Swift. I don't want that to happen at all.
There's no way that happens.
Unless.
Yeah. I mean.
That would actually be crazy. That would break the TV. If they won the Super Bowl and he immediately proposed.
That would be wild.
Don't do it, Travis. You'll be another song.
I'm hoping. I'm hoping for nothing less than this Sunday to see a picture of Taylor Swift crying in whatever box she's in because the Chiefs are getting beat so bad.
Yes.
Is she going to be in a box?
Yeah, she will.
I hope not. I hope no Ravens fan is selling their box tickets because I really want to see her in, like, the nosebleeds of Baltimore. That would make
me. They wouldn't let her. She's too high. She's too much of a VIP to do that. They'd take someone's
box. I don't know. Baltimore's pretty relentless, you know. They
having been to multiple Ravens games, and, you know, fans are crazy. Having our tailgate be on TV multiple
That would
times.
Be so cool if we could, but I we could try and see if the NFL will let us.
Jacksonville has a team.
That's if Jacksonville keeps their team.
That's a great idea. We should do that. What? I have DJing for the NFL. If we could arrange that.
The Wicked halftime.
I have like 3 NFL mixes. We could do it.
Did you know we have entertainment DJs?
What?
Entertainment DJs are created right here in this studio.
It's not a lab.
And are published on all streaming services in person, such as
your ears.
On air. In the union. Second floor of the union.
Boundless.
Outside. Also outside, but a different location.
Not the gym.
Swing by. Boundless. Anywhere for more information.
So entertainment DJs are created? On the sixth day, Ryan created entertainment DJs?
On the third training, the entertainment DJ has arisen. If you want to see our DJs, pull up tomorrow. I'm going to start DJing like at 8 a.m. because we're going to wake people up. It's going to be fun.
8 a.m.
Tomorrow's the club day.
It's going to be a long day.
That's going to be exciting.
I have class till 5, and I'm getting up at 6. That's
Thursday.
Yes. Day.
Thursday. Thursday.
Any other sports?
Spring football.
Is DJing a sport?
No. XFL, USFL merger.
I feel like it is a sport because it's one, competitive, and it two, takes skill.
Well, I think.
Who are you competing against?
So they have like mixing competitions, right?
They have DJ battles.
Yes, DJ battles. It's competitive, and it also.
Doesn't takes have a.
They give you the golden disc scratch.
The discs are. Cylindrical, okay? The sport has to have a cylinder or a sphere or a cylinder-like object.
That's very shapest of you. You're very discriminatory of shapes. I can't believe you.
What'd you say?
Boxing is a sport.
Yeah, but boxing is in what? What do they box in?
An octagon.
The ring. The ring. No, the ring.
MMA is the octagon.
Octagon, square,
what about
ring.
Muay Thai.
They box in the ring.
No, they don't.
It is a ring.
It's Muay Thai.
What is Muay Thai?
Muay Thai is a fighting style.
It's a form of kickboxing.
Isn't that a drink, the Muay Thai?
No, it is not. I do Muay Thai. It's not.
That's
it's
a Muay Thai.
Drink Muay Thai? You drink the Muay Thai?
No, I don't. Trust me, I don't do the weekly classes every week. Get like punched in every single different place just for you to tell me it's a sports drink. I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
right
I actually did Taekwondo when I was younger. Not Muay Thai though, But they have a Muay Thai club here. If you want, for more information, swing by the Muay Thai club area. I don't know where that is. For more information,
we have a Muay Thai club.
Yeah, they train in the gym.
It's in the gym. I think it's Studio 3.
More information.
Studio 3 in the gym.
Swing by the gym, Studio number 3 for more information. Yeah. Or if you like studios, because that sounds pretty cool, pull up to the Wicked Studio right now. Pull up.
Okay.
Join sports. Ryan,
okay, so speaking of sports, I have an important announcement from BattleBots. They haven't renewed the new season yet, which is crazy. I don't know what's going on
BattleBots is over?
I'm worried. Yeah, it might
be
over.
What about Lockjaw and Tomb Breaker?
Tombstone. Tomb Breaker. Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it might be over. They have a residency in Las Vegas now, so...
What about One Wheel?
They might just be doing that. They just might be doing, like, weekly fights from these second-tier robots.
It's going to be like every other TV show and go to a streaming service.
Witch Doctor.
It would go to Prime. Most
what about the Witch Nurse?
The what?
Witch Doctor.
The Witch Nurse and
Witch Doctor.
What else is there?
Frostbite.
With his Weed Whacker engine powered his spinner. Ice Wave was cool.
Ice Wave was cool.
Which one?
Ice Wave.
What about hot?
I'm gonna
hot water.
Hot fire. Hot fire.
What about bite pressure?
Oh my god.
What about cross bite, or like underbite when you look like a bulldog? You know I used to have an underbite.
Yeah. I'm gonna slash you.
I look like
fire.
A bulldog.
I'm gonna slash your Vega.
They should call a BattleBot One Wheel.
Anyway.
Wait, One Wheel Racing.
That's a thing.
That is a sport.
That is the weirdest
it,
thing I've ever heard.
Wait, One Wheel Racing Jousting.
That sounds
that's
so
just,
dangerous.
That's just
that also
legacy
sounds
walk
like
away.
Such a good idea.
Yeah, literally legacy
it is
walkway.
Legacy walkway.
Here's a PSA. If you're walking on legacy walkway, turn around.
Look Move. Back.
Look
Stare
behind.
Me in the eyes as I hit you.
If I'm driving a golf cart and you hear the engine running and it's dark so you can see the lights, don't
run,
just continue to stand and walk in front of me. Move off to the side.
Or,
in fact, just stop and watch.
True.
Watch as it comes barreling towards you.
They're like, you need to get out of my way. I'm the pedestrian. No, I'm the vehicle. You need to get out of my way. Get out of that New Yorker mentality. This is Florida.
The duality of
this is Florida.
Florida.
Understand? You're in my house.
Any other sports?
Spring football.
Spring football.
Spring football is just...
Oh, that's like the XFL or the UFL
baby,
or whatever.
United
that's
football.
Like fall baseball.
St. Louis got a team again, baby. Thank you, yeah. Rams.
I don't know. I mean, my problem with spring football is, one, I don't care, but two, it's like peak NBA season, the start
True.
Of Major League Baseball, hockey's coming to a close. Like, that's when I watch every other sport.
You ever heard of the XFL?
Well, that's merged with the USFL.
Is it?
Yeah, they're one
thing
there's
an Orlando team, right?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Orlando got dropped as a team.
What happened?
Well, no, it is
in
Orlando.
Because they try to minimize traveling costs. So it's everything in the Midwest plus D.C.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're going to add more teams as it
goes
on.
Once they get more funding again and actually sell sponsor slots, then they're going to expand again, just re-expand all the existing franchises.
Once people start actually viewing the XFL.
They have a lot of huge numbers. I don't know what you're talking about. It's sold out multiple NFL-level stadiums.
Well, like Camping
okay,
World
I'll
Stadium
shut up.
In
you're
Orlando.
Right.
I guess I got to figure out who I'm going to watch then.
Do I know
Chiefs.
What team is in Orlando?
And the
Ravens.
Solar
Bears.
Yeah, the Solar Bears. The ECHL affiliate of the Panthers.
No, that was Lightning.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
What about Lightning?
Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You
well,
were referring to me. Okay, gotcha.
We're kind of talking in circles here, so I'm going to just go ahead and cut it off. Thank you for listening here on The Wicked 102.5 WIKDLP Daytona Beach. Remember, if you want to do some undergraduate research, you can always go to the undergraduate research office in New Res 2 in room 157, or you can email dbugrsch@eru.edu for more information. They provide funding and resources and information and all kinds of stuff.
You know what I would love to research? The fact that Wicked has podcasts. Did you know that sports is a podcast?
It is.
So you guys should definitely listen to our episodes on Spotify and Apple Music
when
and
is,
our website.
When is that show going to be posted as a podcast?
It's not.
Wait, what?
The best podcast.
Before we close out on everything sports, just real quick, since it happened like an hour ago, Jim Harbaugh is now the official coach of the LA Chargers.
Oh, is that officiated?
I saw someone on ESPN about Michigan.
That's exciting. Good for them, I guess.
Also, just so you guys know, I saw an article like 15 minutes ago that they are expecting over 100,000 people to come to the Rolex this weekend. So if you don't have to go out and about in Daytona, either stay on campus or go to Orlando or New Smyrna or somewhere that's not here.
I'll just fly my drone over the event.
Oh, they'll allow that. They will allow that.
I'm a remote pilot.
They literally let us like turn our Cessnas over the track the other day. No.
Land on the track.
Yes. Yes.
Do a touch and go on the 30-degree bank.
Teehee.
You know, I didn't realize that's the whole purpose of the other SGA's name until, like, maybe a few weeks ago.
We're just going to keep talking. He's going to fade us out with the music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing.
I heard it from, like,
it was nice talking with you guys. Have a good night.
Bye.
Oh, my God, it makes sense.
Bye-bye.
Wake up.
This is a favorite dream. Wake up.